We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer in for Chris Edens, our top local story. Just about 2 hours from now, we're going to see the first pitch of the LA Dodgers home opener, the world champion LA Dodgers. And for the first time since October of 2019, there will be fans in the stands.
I'll tell you what, it was like the start of the Indy 500 with cars lined up outside the stadium, engines revving up as fans just waited to roll through the gates into the parking lot. They hadn't opened up just yet. Then there were horns honking and big cheers as they finally rolled in. And then when we got in the Sunset Gate, normally I would go left to park over there, but you can't because that's where the vaccination center is. We all went all the way around to the right. But Dodger fans are just excited to be here. They've been waiting a long time for this day.
Really excited because we deserve to be here. We're super fans. We go to every game. We travel. We went to the World Series, and we want to see this.
Yep, they went to Texas for the World Series, and they're here for opening day with just 15,000 other people under COVID, you know, restrictions. But they had to be here for many reasons.
All the above, rings, people, fans, chatting with other Dodger fans and just going crazy for the Dodgers.
The Dodgers will be getting their World Series rings before the game. This group, though, got lucky in one other way, with tickets going for a minimum of $200 right now, the last I checked. They were able to get in on the lottery and get their tickets for the entire group for about $120 each. At Dodger Stadium, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Game gets underway at 1:10 this afternoon. There's going to be plenty of action before that.
Like the rest of his teammates, Dodger third baseman Justin Turner is getting his World Series championship ring today, but he still feels like he missed out when his positive coronavirus test late in Game 6 had him in isolation when the final out was made.
And it's something that's definitely motivation for me to bring another championship back to LA. And whether that's might be considered selfish or whatever, I want to be on the field for the last out and be able to run in and dogpile and embrace my teammates and celebrate the record.
Turner's aiming to have the full experience of winning a title if they can repeat this season. Randy Cardoon, KNX 1070.
When it comes to home prices in California, it is very much a seller's market.
The coronavirus real estate boom rages on, and new data shows just how aggressively the bidding is for homes.
A real reflection of just how crazy the housing market is right now. In February, according to the California Association of Realtors, 56% of homes that sold in the state sold for more than the listing price, and that was a record.
Bankrate.com mortgage analyst Jeff Ostrowski.
And then in March, the following month, according to the National Association of Realtors, that share was up to 60%. So basically most homes that are selling in California right now are selling for more than the list price.
Ostrowski says the stats reflect a combination of intense demand and short supply. Chris Seaton's KNX 1070 News Radio.
Next week, more students going to be going back into the classroom here in L.A., and it's been a massive undertaking to make it happen.
Just getting teachers and parents comfortable with having kids back in classrooms as the pandemic continues has not been easy. In fact, many parents are still reluctant to send their children back. But the L.A. County School Superintendent, Dr. Deborah Duardo, tells us they're working to remove those doubts.
Just to make sure that all of our districts, every single school is following the health orders. Everybody has a safety plan in place. Everybody has the PPE that they need, the signage that they need, that they have a plan for how they're going to feed students and really basically how we're going to keep everybody safe.
If all goes as planned, students in the LAUSD would get about 2 months of classroom teaching before the current school year ends. Dick Helton, KNX 1070 News Radio.
In an attempt to stop billions of dollars in unemployment fraud, members of an assembly committee have given initial approval to what they call common sense legislation. The bill would require the Employment Development Department and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation to share information. During the pandemic, unemployment applications from prison inmates were erroneously processed. That led to the loss of more than $800 million. Leslie Young is Deputy Orange County DA.
Had a mechanism been in place to block this money from distribution to ineligible prison inmates, untold millions of dollars in benefits would have been safeguarded and thousands of hours of investigative resources devoted elsewhere.
At least 35 other states cross-match unemployment claims against state prisoners, but California law currently restricts that from happening. Investigators say the overall fraud loss involving the EDD will top at least $11 billion. Federal regulators now investigating Bank of America's handling of California's EDD debit cards that were riddled with fraud. They were used to manage unemployment benefits through the Employment Development Department. And according to Politico, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency are getting involved. In some cases, B of A debit cards were frozen to legal applicants who needed the funds. In other cases, cards were left open to fraudsters and prison inmates. States already lost billions of dollars.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.